Always great to have a chat to Adrian. But good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Michael.
Dawn Passage, he's drawn barrier 23. What was your initial reaction when you saw that marble come out?
Oh, look, I've certainly learnt to not get too worried about types of things that are out of your control. Just sort of got to deal with it and push on from there and work out how we can sort of do the best job we can from that draw. And certainly just sort of looking through, some of the most recent results and history, the stats actually don't look too bad out of that draw. So there's certainly positives to take it from it and try not to look at it as a negative aspect.
Well, Dominic Byrne did tweet out during the week that in the past 40 years, there have been 69 1,400-metre races with 18 starters at Eagle Farm, and of those, 24 winners have jumped from barrier 13 to 18, 26 from 7 to 12, and only 19 from 1 to 6. So if you go on those raw stats, it may not be as disastrous. From what you're hearing, by the time they get to the Stradbroke Race 8, could it be an advantage to be off the fence and drawn out a little wide?
Yeah, look, I guess that's sort of what we'll monitor throughout the day and the pattern of racing and how the track's playing. But, look, that's certainly the way that we're looking at it, that it's it might be in his favour, and particularly with his style of racing and his pattern. And, I think there's certain advantages for him being drawn where he is.
Where ideally would you like to see him lob in the run?
I think just in behind the speed and sort of quite prominent in the run, I think would be an advantage to him. Obviously, sort of don't want to be giving away too much of a start and want to be able to sort of capitalise on the lightweight that we've got. And probably best we've seen recently he's able to do that, put himself into the race and show good tactical speed. He can, he can withstand pressure throughout a run, and importantly, he's still able to accelerate and quicken off that. So, I think the pattern and the race shape, always thought would be a race that would sort of really suit him. And I think from where we're drawn, it would be ideal just to sort of put him up there, just in behind the speed.
How's he done this week, and how will he go with the backup?
Yeah, look, I guess, always. Sort of thought that a backup would suit this type of colt. Look, he's a tough individual, and he appears to have come through his run well. Casey Fogden's just had him ticking over nicely out at Aquas Farm, and no better place to recuperate and get over a run last weekend. So look, he's had a good week. He's in good order. He appears nice and well going into the race. So it doesn't look to have taken any effect from him, and I guess importantly, it's at the right point of his preparation where a backup can be successful for them.
Three-year-olds have got a great record in the Stradbroke, and it is a different-looking Stradbroke this year, but to get in with 50 kilos and to get 8.5 off your nearest rival in the market, Trekking, would give you a fair amount of confidence, no doubt.
Yeah, look, I think it's obviously a huge advantage for him, and look, probably the biggest reason why we targeted a race such as this. Obviously, it would be... there'd be a lot of value attached to it as a colt if he could win a Group 1 race. And we just thought, while he's in good form, looked to be a nice path up to Queensland for him. And as you pointed out, the three-year-olds have got such a good record in that particular race. So, it always stood out as a really nice option for him going forward.
Well, you're looking for your Stradbroke, but amazingly, so is Gay. I couldn't believe it when I look back through the history that Gay hasn't won a Stradbroke as yet.
Yeah, no, look, it'd be a fantastic race to win. Look, it's a race that I've always, funny enough, always been very, very, very keen on. I'd love to win, and importantly, it'd be great to do it alongside Gay for her first victory as well.
And James Innes Jr. will be a big moment for James. He seems like a pretty bomb-proof type of horse. Has James done any work with him during the week? Has he been on his back at track work?
He hasn't been able to yet. Look, I still think he's confined to quarantine at the moment. But look, he's done plenty of work with us and the horse itself back in Sydney. James is in quite regularly with us and doing plenty of work. And he knows the stable well and has ridden successfully for us before in big races. So, You know, delighted to have him on. You know, he sort of took the punt early on to go book himself into quarantine. You know, before the horse had even secured a run, so he was confident in the horse getting in there and being the right horse to be on. So you know, more than happy to throw that support behind him. He's a you know, great rider. He's had a good season. Obviously, the Doncaster was a highlight for him, and you know, it'd be great to see him cap off the season with a with another big victory like this. It'd be very deserving for a rider such as James.
Well, if he overcomes a barrier, everything else looks like it lines up beautifully for him. Who do you think's the toughest for him to beat?
Look, a couple of the other 2-3-year-old profiles. You know, I guess Exhilarates ran a very good race behind Dawn Passage the other day. So, obviously, she's one, and you know, the form through Hightail as well, that stood up very well. But you know, some of the older tougher horses, they're never easy to get past, and quite a few of them are in on the lightweights as well. So yeah, it's going to be I'm seeing it certainly more open than you know, maybe what the market would suggest, but you know, still very happy with the way we are going into the race.
Got a good chance in the Rough Habit Plate as well. Navy Cross, who is in great form, winning its last two.
Yeah, he's done excellent. You know, just wanted to get him up there early, and I know it was a race at the Sunshine Coast, and he's jumping up sharply in class, but wanted to get him up there early and get some sort of miles into his legs, and you know, he had a good tough run there. And look, he's never going to win by big margins. He's just a tough, honest horse. He loves to sort of get into a fight, and he's very hard to beat under those conditions. So he's going to need to be at his best on Saturday, probably a race where it appears to be a bit more pressure in there. But he's just thrived since he's been up there. Blake Spriggs has had a fair bit to do with him in Sydney. He's been doing a bit of riding on him up in Queensland, and he just said he's his best form he's felt him in previously. So he's in great shape heading into the race.
And just the one in Sydney, Regal Stage, and the last at Royal at Randwick. What are your thoughts on Regal Stage?
Look, he's been very consistent for us. You know, looking to hopefully see him on top of the ground. He hasn't been that effective in the you know, in the heavier conditions. You know, which has sort of just had him out on his feet the last two runs, and the miles probably as far as he wants it. So you know, in those wet conditions, it's just been a bit testing for him. We are stepping up in grey, but we just wanted to get him down in weight. So getting a nice claim there as well. So look, if we can see some drying conditions, that would certainly help his chances, but very honest and holding his form well.
Good luck for the weekend, Adrian, especially Dawn Passage. A lot of punters will be with you in the Stratty.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. Appreciate it.
Adrian Bott joining us there.